During the Civil War, a Captain Jack Crawford was named the Poet Scout. Later, he hooked up with Buffalo Bill and was the poet for Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. In the mid-1880s, he ran into Colonel Pope, the founder and principal of the Columbia Bike Company, and Colonel Pope asked him to write a poem about riding bicycles. He did, and here is that poem titled Bronco versus Bicycle. The first we saw the high-toned tramp were over thar at our Pecos camp. He war coming round the Santa Fe trail, astride of a wheel with a crooked tail, a-skinning along with a merry song and ringing a little warning gong. He looked so outlandish, strange and queer, that all of us grinned from ear to ear, and every boy on the roundup swore he'd never seed sich a hoss before. While up he rode with a sunshine smile, a-smoking a cigarette, and I'll be kicked in the neck if I ever seen such a saddle as that on his queer machine. Why, it made us laugh, for it wasn't half big enough for the back of a suckling calf. He took our fun in a careless way, venturing only once to say there wasn't a bronco about the place that could down that wheel in a 10-mile race. I'd a lightning bronco out in the herd that could split the air like a flying bird, and I hinted round in an offhand way that, providing the enterprise'd pay, I thought as I might just happen to light on a horse that'd leave 'em out of sight. In less than a second we seed him yank a roll of greenbacks out of his flank, and he said if we wanted to bet, to name the limit, and he would tackle the game. Just a week before we'd all been down on a jamboree to the nearest town, and the whiskey joints and the faro games and shaking our hooves with the dance house dames made a wholesale bust and parred, I'll be cussed, if a man in the outfit had any dust. And so I explained, but the youth replied that he'd lay the money matter aside, and to show that his back didn't grow no moss, he'd bet his machine again my hoss. I took him up, and the bet were closed, and me a-chucklin', for I supposed I were playin' in dead sure winnin' luck in the softest snap I'd ever struck. And the boys chipped in with a knowin' grin, for they thought the fool had no chance to win. And so we agreed for to run that day to the Navajo crossing 10 miles away, as handsome a track as you ever seed for testin' a hoss's purity of speed. Apache Johnson and Texas Ned saddled up their horses and rode ahead to station themselves 10 miles away to act as judges and see fair play, while Mexican Bart and Big Jim Hart stayed back for to give us an even start. I got aboard of my Bronco Bird, and we came to the scratch and got the word, and I laughed till my mouth spread from ear to ear to see that tenderfoot drop to the rear. The first 3 miles slipped away first rate, then Bronco began for to lose his gait. But I wasn't uneasy and didn't mind with tenderfoot more'n a mile behind. So I jogged along with the cowboy song till all of a sudden I heard that gong a-ringin' a-warnin' in my ear, ting, 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 too infernal near. And looking backwards, I seed the chump of a tenderfoot gainin' every jump. I hit old Bronco a cut with a quirt, and once more got him to scratchin' dirt. But his wind seemed weak, and I tell you, boss, I seed he wasn't no 10-mile hoss. Still the plucky brute took another shot and pulled away from the wheel galot, but the animal couldn't hold his gait. And somehow the idea entered my pate that if Tenderfoot's legs didn't lose their grip, he'd own that hoss at the end of the trip. Closer and closer come Tenderfoot, and harder the whip to the hoss I put. But the eastern cuss with a smile on his face ran up to my side with an easy pace, rode up to my side, and dern his hide, remarked, "'Twere it a pleasant day for a ride. Then asked unconcerned if I had a match, and on his breeches gave it a scratch, lit a cigarette, said he wished me good day, and as fresh as daisy scooted away. Ahead he went, that infernal gong, a ringing goodbye as he flew along, along the track. On and on he sped, getting further ahead, his feet keeping up that incessant tread, till he faded away in the distance. And when I see that condemned eastern rooster again, he were there with the boys at the end of the race, that same careless, unconcerned smile on his face. Now, pard, when a cowboy gets beat, he don't swear, nor kick if the beaten are done on the square. So I took that easterner right by the hand and told him that bronco awaited his brand, his name and where from he came, and how long he'd practiced that wheel-rolling game. Tom Stevens, he said, were his name, and he come from a town they call Boston, in old Yankee dumb. Then he just paralyzed us by saying he'd whirled that very identical wheel round the world. Well, pard, there's the story of how that smart chap done me up when I thought I had such a soft snap. Done me up on a race with remarkable ease and lowered my pride a good many degrees. Did I give him the horse? Why, of course I did, boss. And I'll tell you, it weren't no diminutive loss. He writ me a letter from back in the East and said he presented that neat little beast to a feller named Pope, who stands at the head of the ranch where the cussed wheel horses are bred. I've had other letters a-seeing as how them crooked tail wheels isn't in for now. They're making newfangled sort of affair with big rubber tires stuffed with nothing but air. Nomadics, they say their name, and they lay them high-up giraffe machines out of the way. And as for their speed, so the Stevens man rip, a streak of grease lightning ain't in it a bit. There's nothing, I'm thinking, can follow them things in the way of surprising inventions but wings.